I think especially in this era of high-tech electrophysiology, it's important to take a very thorough history because it will direct one in terms of the subsequent workup. And the real issue in the history is trying to define whether the arrhythmia the patient presents to you with is serious or not serious. There are some symptoms that one can often obtain that would suggest a serious arrhythmia. Certainly the most prominent of those would be an episode of syncope, particularly in which the patient hurts him or herself. Other symptoms such as unexplained severe dyspnea, unexplained tunnel vision, unexplained episodes of diaphoresis, or what are called simple faints, would also point one toward a more serious arrhythmia.